It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for July 13th of 2026. This past Friday night, Governor Gretchen Whitmer once again illustrated why she's no longer Big Gretch, but also why there are so many disenchanted Democratic voters who are throwing out the establishment class out of office this primary season. Whitmer vetoed 9 bills on Friday that were passed when Democrats held the trifecta back in 2024. Now, for some reason, the then Democratic leadership in the State House, led by then Democratic House Speaker Joe Tate, didn't send those 9 bills to Whitmer's desk before Democrats had to relinquish power to MAGA Republicans who took over the House in 2025. MAGA Republican House Speaker and man-baby Matt Hall made it his mission to block those bills from being sent to Whitmer. Exactly why Joe Tate and the Democratic leadership didn't send those bills to Whitmer before leaving office has really never been explained, but many have their suspicions that some Democrats, perhaps, didn't want those bills becoming law, namely Governor Gretchen Whitmer. By the way, former Democratic House Speaker Joe Tate, who failed at sending those bills to Whitmer, made it his top mission, though, to pass massive tax cuts for billionaire tech bro data centers just before Democrats gave up control to MAGA Republicans in 2025. Joe Tate is also a big supporter of Miss AIPAC Congresswoman Haley Stevens in Michigan's Democratic Senate primary race. Anyway, after Matt Hall refused to send those bills to Whitmer, Senate Democrats took the Republican House to court, arguing Hall and the Republicans held no constitutional authority in blocking those bills that were already passed. The Court of Appeals later on sided with Democrats and put a deadline on sending those bills by Whitmer, and that deadline was set for this past Friday. The state Supreme Court announced it would not get into the case, meaning the Court of Appeals decision stood, and Matt Hall had to send those bills to the governor's desk. But then, just hours after many Democrats hailed and celebrated the state Supreme Court's ruling, Whitmer pulled the rug right from under them and vetoed the bills. Now, if you're wondering what those bills contain, they would have required public employers to pay more into employee insurance costs, which, you know, would help bring in and retain more teachers. Those bills would have exempted public assistance payments from debt collection, allowed Detroit historical museums to seek a millage, and moved corrections officers into the Michigan State Police pension system, according to Michigan Public Radio. Now, that last bill, moving corrections officers into the Michigan Police pension system, actually got some Republican support, since in the UP, corrections positions are severely understaffed. And by promising, you know, a good pension, this could have provided some extra incentive for people wanting to actually work in that field. But Whitmer vetoed that bill. Now, why is it when it comes to workers, establishment politicians have no problem blocking benefits for the working class, but when it comes to massive corporate tax breaks and incentives, they're all for it? After Whitmer's veto, House Speaker Matt Hall derided Democrats by saying, "My sympathies to the Democrats that they went through all of this work just for the bills to end up vetoed." I mean, she gave Matt Hall an easy victory. Unbelievable. Whitmer's reasoning for the veto, she claims, is that since the bills were 18 months old, they would have presented massive administrative headaches for different departments. Okay. But she promised, though, that if new bills were sent her way, oh boy, she'd sign them in a second. In a joint statement by the UAW, Michigan Education Association, and the AFL-CIO, the union said, "This veto is an insult to every hardworking Michigander fighting for economic justice. We condemn her betrayal," they said that, betrayal, "of Michigan workers and call on political leaders who value our state's working families to do the same." That's quite a statement, and it's also noteworthy that all three unions came together to release that joint statement. Now, many Democratic lawmakers expressed similar outrage, including State Senator Darren Camilleri from Downriver, Detroit, in which he said, "I'm unbelievably disappointed that the governor vetoed these bills. Public employees deserve a secure retirement and more affordable health care. When we win back the House, keep the Senate, and elect Jocelyn Benson, we will fix this because we always fight for working people." And for her part, the aforementioned Democratic Party frontrunner for governor, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, promised that she'd pass similar bills. But for me, I think Aisha Faruqi, the progressive candidate for Michigan's 11th congressional seat, that's Haley Stevens' current seat, by the way, expressed exactly, I think, how many of us here in the working class are feeling. She responded to her establishment candidate, State Senator Jeremy Moss, who expressed, you know, profound disappointment in the governor's veto. And this is what Ms. Faruqi told State Senator Moss on Twitter. She said, "Let's set the record straight. Whitmer just vetoed 9 bills that would have given corrections officers retirement security, restored teachers and public employees right to bargain over health insurance, and protected working families from debt collectors. And you're out here telling voters you'll fight for the same people that Whitmer just threw under the bus? You don't get to campaign on her endorsement and then play tough guy against her agenda whenever it's convenient. Pick one." Aisha Faruqi is completely correct and is showing why so many working-class Michiganders are searching for new leaders like Ms. Faruqi. I mean, ever since Trump won in 2024, Big Gretch decided to play ball for a big payout. No longer a fighter for the working class, like she tried to portray herself in Trump's first term, Big Gretch decided to play nice with the fascist Trump regime, and even worse, with corporate big tech bro authoritarians when she celebrated a hyperscale AI data center in Saline Township going against the wishes of the people and leaders in Saline. I mean, it's almost like Whitmer was telegraphing to everyone where her post-political work is maybe headed, maybe somewhere in big tech or at least something corporate. At a time when we needed leaders in the worst way, Whitmer has become the perfect encapsulation of how out-of-touch political elites like her would rather work within fascism than fight against it. Because, you see, fighting against fascism means upending the current class system, a system, you know, that's benefiting her and many others quite nicely. Thank you. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.